Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Do you have a scar on your shin?
Yeah. That was actually from Hawaii.
Oh, from when you guys were playing
the rocks.
Spike ball?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Dude, it was a nasty fall.
Yeah, dude, I can see that scar glisten.
Yeah, that hurts so much.
That's a proper scar, though. That looks kind of badass.
Dude, isn't it crazy that there's times where like you fuck up your face and then you just can't get rid of it?
But that, like, did you get stitches when that injury went down?
No.
Keith, do you have any cool scars?
I got just dumb scars. Nothing like cool that like I would ever show off and be like.
Like open heart surgery scar or nothing like that?
No, it's just like my shins from BMXing when I was younger.
Ah.
When the pedal spins back, if you slip off of it, they've got like really sharp spikes on the pedals. My shins just have giant holes all throughout them and just like tiny little rips going down. But that's pretty much it.
I can't believe you used to do that.
I used to wear shin guards and I wasn't even doing anything extreme. I would get out my soccer shin guards, pretending I was like a full-on motocross kid out on my bike, just wearing them like that.
I forgot that you wear shin guards for soccer. I completely forgot about that.
Well, do kids wear shin guards? Yeah. Pros aren't wearing shin guards. Playing.
I feel like they are.
I feel like when I'm watching the World Cup, I'm not seeing
any shin guards. They're like this big. They're kind of like a loophole.
Okay.
It's not really a shin guard. It's just for the sake of having.
The socks.
Yeah.
Right.
If anyone's going to wear shin guards, I feel like adults need to wear it much. Professionals need to wear it more than kids.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Yeah. Have you seen college football? Like their knee pads?
No.
Dude, I don't know what it is about college football, but they pull their pants up above their knees now.
They pull it
above it.
So what, they're ending like right at their thighs? Like they're wearing like short shorts?
They wear them like short shorts. And I'm like, how is that possible?
Wait, hold, I got to see this.
Like, it's like the new, college football aesthetic.
Oh, with the leg showing?
That's strange that it's just popular in college, but it's not like a full like NFL thing.
Jared, type in like college football short shorts.
Wait, is that normal or is that just college?
I don't know, because I feel like college would be more strict on having the knee pads. Dude, that would be the one thing
I feel like you don't really need knee pads for football, right?
But I don't know, you get pushed down to the ground.
Well, I know that. Well, that's why you have all that gear on the top, because you're getting tackled, right?
Knee pads more than anything else.
Yeah, because they tear their ACLs and stuff. That's like, true. I feel like you just want a little bit of cushion. Ooh, and then rubbing that against some AstroTurf too. Like, damn.
Dude, look at how short they are.
He's a kicker. A lot of them
are doing it.
Isn't it crazy that when you're a kicker on a team, that's all you do?
Yeah. And it can come all down on you.
Yeah.
And it's your one damn job to get that football between those goalposts.
If you're a kicker, you have to get every single one. It's all, like that's. I feel like that's all you. That's your
way
only.
Way
job.
Too much pressure. It's not a glory. There's not enough glory in that position for that much risk and like just how much pressure you have being a kicker. Yeah. I would never.
But they don't do anything for other than that on the team.
Usually, like kickoff, field goal. It's like special teams. Punter only punts.
That's so insane.
But yeah, they're just sitting there practicing, and you think like, "Ooh, maybe I won't even like have to really play today," or just like I'm just doing the standard field goal.
Who's the most famous punter?
Oh, you,
guy who does the talk show now.
Oh,
why am I drawing a blank?
Pat McAfee.
McAfee, yeah, that's.
Oh,
it.
I've heard of him.
He never got his shine, so he needed to do a broadcast.
Oh, but I just always feel so bad for the kicker when they miss that field goal that would have like won them the game, and then they're like going back to the locker room. No one can look them in the eye. But then it's like a good team. It shouldn't really come down to the field goal kicker.
Yeah.
Because you guys should have just gotten there with just generic points in general. So don't get mad at
the
kicker.
But hey, you are part of the team.
I know.
That's
true.
Right. That he's the last resort because everybody else failed.
Yeah.
Don't put that on him.
Yeah, right. Exactly, Heath. That's a good way to look at it.
I always feel that way too about goalies as well. Like
goalies are so important.
Like
though.
Soccer goalies, hockey goalies.
No, soccer goalies, I feel like they're if not more important. Right. The most important position.
Hockey goalies are tough.
They should have
though.
The highest salary.
Because they're like, they're wearing all that fucking gear. How can they tell where
understand.
That puck is coming?
That's, dude, that's the most insane. It's like a fucking fly.
Yeah.
Like, imagine trying to dodge a fly from passing you. That's what I feel like a hockey goalie
coming at you 100 miles an hour. It's
yeah.
Insane.
I think
insane.
They need to revisit that helmet, though, because it looks like their visibility is so limited wearing it. Like, open it up.
But, dude,
just make it all plexiglass.
Dude, the reason why they have it like that is probably because that's probably the most protection that you can, because I'm sure it's gotten more and more fucking insane
it's yeah. crazy. They didn't used to wear goalie masks. They were just taking pucks to the face.
Oh, no way.
You know, like the Jason mask.
Yes. Yes. That's how it like so kind of used to be. Or
that
what?
Was like when they first came out, it was like that.
Oh,
but that guy, dude, he is the reason that it's so iconic, because he would also put like scars and stitches on it for every time he got hit in the face. It's so cool.
Bro, look, yeah, I think Michael Myers is based off him now. Has to be.
Jason.
Oh, Jason.
Michael Myers.
Yes, yes, Jason. Jeez, I should be better. That's
and you're
my
a whore buff?
I know, and I'm a whore.
But you know, the Michael Myers mask, though, is William Shatner.
Yes.
I saw
like
that.
It's, a,
yeah.
it's like a Star Trek mask, but that's what he like went for,
and
right?
I in the documentary that I was watching, I think something with like legal, and he didn't want his face to be used anymore or something. He wasn't getting paid. So they had to come up with a new one, and no other face worked as well as William Shatner's face. And they had to just make do with the new mask, and nobody thinks it's as iconic as William Shatner's mask.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Crazy.
Like, which one is William Shatner's mask again?
I bet just like the OG one. It was like that one for like Halloween 1 and 2.
Yeah, so good. Oh my god, look at the one on the left. I feel like one of the movies had just a really bad mask where people were just like, oh, this is terrible. Like, how did this get approved?
Right.
Like that one. Oh my god, the third one. Holy shit.
Oh, that's bad.
That's terrible.
Really bad.
And you know, they didn't have good prosthetics to fix that,
but there's something so cool about it being so bad. Like, I think it makes it even scarier.
The second row, the third on the second row, he
looks like a rejected member of KISS.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are they making a new one, or is it done?
Fucking probably.
Probably.
Just
I mean,
keep it going.
I mean, like, Scream, they're always making them. Halloween, keep them going. I always think Halloween though are better than Scream, but I feel like Jason really hasn't had some moments. You know, Friday the 13th.
Yeah, they haven't brought that back, or Freddy Krueger either.
No,
why? Why do they only bring back this?
I don't know. Analytics data.
You know, I feel like the final movie before Jamie Lee Curtis, you know, passes. You know, she's getting older. She should be Michael Myers.
Oh, you think
it,
so?
Yeah, it should come out that it's her all along.
Yeah,
somehow she was chasing herself.
Yeah, I want to see her be the killer.
See, but that's what Scream does in every movie. It's like, oh, there was actually
like,
two people.
Yeah.
And it was the person you weren't expecting. It's like they're doing that same trope over and over.
Yeah, but the thing is that it has to be two people, because it's literally physically impossible for one Scream guy to be doing all these killings in two different areas. So I get that. But yes, it's always the killer's always just like someone where you roll your eyes, you're just like, oh, okay. And fucking and Sydney, what's her name? Sydney Campbell.
Yes.
Fucking move.
Yeah, just get
just
out of
get
town.
Get out of town.
Go move to Palm Springs.
Go to Bali.
Yeah.
Fucking,
he ain't coming
take
there.
Take a vacation.
Can you fucking imagine? She like the next movie, she moves to like Bali and he follows.
How did he get there?
He's going through
pre-check and everything.
He's in Hawaii and he's like with a he's with a leg.
Yes. he comes by on like a paddleboard.
Yeah.
He's just like
Scream goes tropical. It's just like getting murdered in the beach. Just like make it.
He's just like roasting a body at the luau. Like, just like a pig. Just like that would be a sick opening though. He's going
so
through like
good.
He's going through pre-check and like takes off his mask and it's like, all right, backpacks, laptops, and then you just see the mask go down and a guy's like, damn.
That
like,
is modern. That is 100% like
yeah,
modern.
Just look in this camera right here, like, you good. Enjoy your flight. Like,
he's at the Four Seasons.
Yeah. Just checking in.
So stupid.
It could work.
Really, no, it could work. The thing is that they are, they use, like, remember Scream when it moved to New York? Everyone's like, oh, he's moving to New York. I feel like they can keep going. Scream, Christmas. The Christmas Killer.
I'd like to see that.
I'd like to see that too.
Yeah, bring some holidays back.
Put me in the studio. Fucking, let's run it. Actually, we should run the intro.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. 3, 2, 1. It's coffee time, baby.
Yeah. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered, baby. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
That's Jared. And welcome back to another episode. Thank you so much for being here, guys. Again. Thank you.
Ow! Many thanks.
And please don't leave. Stay till the whole episode. Actually, you should stay till the end of the episode because we have a brand new segment that we're going to try to do. And it's going to be really fun. And you should definitely stay for that because we're going to be answering some of your guys' advice.
Yeah, ooh. You might be on this episode, people who have submitted. So yes. It could be you. It could be your time to shine.
Yes. Okay. But, you know, speaking of spooky, spooky death, did you guys see, you know, the gondolas, the big circle gondolas that like take you up?
Like on ski lifts?
On ski lift, but it's not a ski lift. It's more of like a...
To get to the top of a mountain.
Yeah, it can fit like quite a few people. Literally, my biggest, I always think about this, my biggest fucking nightmare, biggest fear, and it happened. Look at this.
Elves, look at the pictures, the gondola tumbling down.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
Fully detached.
Killed. Operations suspended because of high winds. Other gondolas were evacuated. Tonight, a deadly
There was one person on there.
Oh,
can you imagine?
Damn. Oh, did they make it out?
No.
No, they don't.
No.
Oh, my gosh. How old of a gondola was it? How did they... there no one checking the damn maintenance of it? It was a 61-year-old woman. Oh.
Just one older lady. That's so...
Damn, you know she was like, I'm going to go have a nice little view up there, maybe have a cup of coffee.
Oh, that breaks
so
my heart.
So sad. Oh, my God. But yeah, I saw that. I literally thought it was AI because I think everything's fucking AI now.
Right.
But it was not. Surely was not. And it's just another thing to be fucking afraid of.
Because
I every time I see this, I'm like, there's no way it's going to fall. I feel like they really build those things.
Yeah.
Because when you look at something, you're just like, that looks so insane and so scary, where you know they are keeping up with that shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
It's like the ski lifts, though. You ever seen those break? And they're just whipping around. Stops. And people are flying off when it hits that U-turn at full speed.
And they're trying to warn people that are coming up to it
and
that it's about to break and for them to jump
before
off.
It gets to that point.
Oh, gosh.
I would rather jump off. At a high height than to be fucking flung like that.
Because people fall and then they're like boards get caught on it and then they're just dragged upside down. Oh, it's so.
Oh, my God. I can't. Yeah. That is just straight up Final Destination stuff. 100%. I can't deal with it. No, yeah.
That's next Final Destination is that.
Probably.
Is a snowy mountain disaster. Gosh. I thought I would get
start
vibes,
on a high note.
Vibes high.
Yeah, just bring it.
I just thought that was crazy. It's like, again, you know, I'm like scared of shit like that. Like heights like that. Oh my God. It's just my biggest nightmare.
Just to switch up the vibe. I saw this TikTok last night and I like didn't know this was possible that you can like see underwater. This little like hack and trick of being able to see underwater without goggles.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, what? Yeah.
Did you know about this as a kid?
Where you could blow the bubbles into your little like pocket like this.
So you take your hands, you cup, you know, your eyes right above your eyebrow, make it really like airtight, almost like you're making like a little visor. Then you go underwater and then you exhale through your nose and those water bubbles will then go up and create a pocket of air that allow you to see underwater.
What?
So you make two C shapes, you take a breath, press your thumbs towards the back of your ears, and place your fingers along your brow, creating a full seal just like that. And then you tilt your head down at a 45-degree angle. I think that's important. And then exhale through your nose.
What?
And now you can, like, see underwater.
And that's how the guy helped the dolphins
build the city.
Build the underground city. Yeah, exactly. Wait, that's wild.
I cannot wait to get in a pool and try this.
Can you imagine the first person that decided to try that, and they're just like, holy shit.
Yeah, I bet this is like some military, like Navy SEAL.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Oh, that you think they figured it out first?
Maybe, but I'm just surprised that I never knew this.
That's great. And like the little perfect pocket bubbles right under the eyes.
This is what it reminds me of.
Yes.
Which, is that even physically possible? Yes, I remember seeing that in Pirates of the Caribbean. But like, it would be floating, right?
Well, if there was air.
You'd have to be strong enough to pull it down.
And some like, but they look like they are at the bottom of the ocean doing that.
No, guys, that's physically possible though. If that boat is underwater, if it was by itself, like without air.
Because the air pocket would cause the whole boat to float. And look, Jared has already corrected this. The upside down boat scene in Pirates of the Caribbean is generally not physically possible as depicted, Zane.
It is. It's possible.
Yeah, but I saw it in a movie.
No.
Because we were trying to do that at the lake when that movie came out, and we were just having like a bucket in general. We thought if we got a massive, you know, plastic tub, and if we brought it down, we could all like create this party chamber.
The thing is that when you bring it down, like when you bring that bucket with air down, there is air in there. When you bring it all the way down.
You would just need something super heavy pushing it down.
That's what I mean though. Like if something super heavy was getting that boat down, it would be possible.
Yeah, maybe if you like attach it to some ropes and rocks and stuff.
Yeah.
Sure, but the oxygen would be very limited after a while.
Not for me.
Okay.
Not for me. I would make it work.
He does photosynthesis under there and
oh yeah, like metamorphosis and shit. I got mm-hmm. it. I got this.
This is a good sentence. Moral of the story: if two people can sit in a canoe without sinking it, they can't pull it underwater full of air.
Mm.
That's
true. Period.
All right.
I love a canoe. Just a get me on a canoe.
I think canoes are fun for 5 minutes, and you're just like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah. It depends who you're with. Because someone's like, hey, sit the fuck down. We ain't, because kayaks, you're like,
I don't like kayaks.
But that's like a flat bottom. Kayaks is like reliable.
Kayaks are scary to me because I feel like.
I don't want to be in with a thing around my waist. And if I tipped over, my feet being in that little like shell.
Because don't you need to have the strength to like pull yourself back around in those kayaks?
No.
Okay, like the adventurous ones that look like they are like secured to your waist.
Yeah, no way.
No way.
No way.
Wearing a canoe? Absolutely not.
Wearing a canoe?
You never seen like the people who do it like professionally? It's a seal around their whole waist.
Just wait till New York Fashion Week. Someone's going to be walking down the runway with a canoe attached to them and with the legs popping out on the bottom. It'll be in fashion. Just watch. What do you call it? Did you guys see the video of the two ladies getting stuck next to like a big boat or a cruise or something? They were, or was it a cruise or maybe it was the side of a building, but these ladies did not know how to like row themselves out. Like, you know how to like to back up, you have to like push the pedal forward like that. These ladies just did not know how to do that. Oh my God. Just stuck on the side and they were freaking out and they could not get out of there.
Like, Donna, pivot. And they couldn't get out of it.
But getting sucked in like to a boat's wake, though, that's terrifying.
A boat
like,
wake?
It,
oh,
like those it big,
and it's crazy
because
it doesn't
there.
Look like when you're looking at it, you're like, oh, that doesn't look like it'll suck you in, but.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Or people that think it's fun and they go like jet ski close to them.
Mm-mm.
Was that in Florida? Because if it was, I got a Florida story for you guys.
Oh, you do?
Another one?
Is it real?
Hey, okay. The last one was on the news, all right? That's not my fault.
Okay.
That was on them.
So this isn't necessarily a Florida man, but I'm sure a lot of people are involved. They just had a law that they were trying to pass to ban marrying your first cousin, and it got shut down. They said, absolutely not. We want to still marry our cousins. We're not signing this bill.
What?
And it's still allowed. So
God damn it.
wait, who are these are the lawmakers who are refusing to sign this bill? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Florida lawmakers have not succeeded in banning marriages between first cousins. The proposed measure was part of a larger bill, HB 733, which did not pass in the state's House of Representatives last week. If it had been approved, the bill would have stated that starting July 1st, marriages between first cousins would not be recognized in Florida. In Florida, marriage laws clearly prohibit unions between close blood relatives. This includes relationships such as parent and child, grandparent, grandchild, siblings, including half-siblings. And these types of marriages are not only invalid, but can also be prosecuted as criminal offenses. Okay, so, but
why? Like, why is that even like a discussion? Like, why would they want that?
Do you know that person sitting there that had the pen in his hand is married to his cousin? He's like,
yeah, or he's about to get married and he's just like, yeah. I just need this shit to pass. Uh-huh.
Now, my only thing is that this was something that was proposed part of a larger bill as well. And I'm just curious what was in the, because it was part of a larger bill. Was there something in the larger bill that they were more like, we're not passing this because of something else in it?
Yeah, you're right. It was probably like, do we want to pay teachers more? And they're like, hell no.
That's what I don't get with the government.
But we could still marry our cousins.
When it comes down to passing big bills, but there's something that is so important.
Let it be individual.
Into it, that make that individual and just get that done because that makes sense. Yeah, so it's a Department of Health bill, is the HB 733
because
one.
It is a health issue.
Right. Just stop that.
Who's that family in what is it? The Whitaker? No, the Whitakers?
Oh, the most like incestual family.
Yes. Yeah, oh. You've seen that, right? Yeah. You've seen that?
Where that one guy like can only like bark and stuff. And,
yeah. What? It's like the whole family. You've never seen that? Oh, Heath.
Like Forrest Whitaker?
No, not Forrest Whitaker. It's a family out in West Virginia, like deep in like poverty, Appalachia. And it's a family. They're all really old. Everyone looks like over the age of at least 60. And they are severely like inbred. You can tell by their faces, the
like
way they talk.
Severely inbred.
But I feel like there was some controversy with that where the guy was kept going and filming them, but also profiting off of it. But then he was trying to support them, but then they were like, I don't know, whole kind of scant. Yeah.
Isn't anybody filming anybody like this profiting?
I don't know. But at least I think for someone in like terrible like social or living conditions and you're making money off of it, you should at least like help them out or give them access to proper food and health
care. Or give them medicine to lose the incestual virus that they have.
Virus, yeah,
suck it out of them.
But I mean, my heart goes out to people who like are like people who are inbreeding. That's bad. But sometimes people are the product of being inbred, and like that doesn't make them.
That's
like,
sad. Yeah,
yeah.
But did they keep going?
I'm
like,
not sure.
Did the inbreds did they keep going?
I don't know. I think
is that like Hills Have Eyes? Were they inbred or were they just like
yeah? They're inbred, but also radiation mutations too, because were in that area where they were testing atomic bombs and stuff. So a little bit of inbred, but also radiation mutations.
Dynamic duo. Woo! Mm. A little bit of radiation, a little bit of incest, and you got yourself a
little power couple.
That movie, Hills Have Eyes, fucked me up as a kid.
Yeah, it was scary as fuck.
And the poster of the movie, that's a girl who's getting SA'd.
Is it?
Yes, because remember they like show up and like that's the daughter in the
the
RV.
That's dark.
Dude, that is like one of the worst scenes ever where they're just like taking full advantage of that family. I just hate a horror movie where there's like not good redemption.
Yeah.
And it used to be one in the 70s. Yeah. But
oof. Oh, there was an older one?
Yeah. That's what it was inspired
of. Oh, you know, them prosthetics were shit.
Probably.
Unless they had real people, real inbred people.
I thought the guy from the Goonies was real. Oh. My whole life.
What's his name? Chunk?
Hey, you guys.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was real.
Oh, I mean. Never mind.
Yeah, in the Fratellis. Shame on the Fratellis. Yes, he was born a little different, but let's not put him in chains.
Yeah.
And he was sweet, too. I remember him being nice,
yes,
right?
He was nice. He had a heart of gold, and he got to go live with the Truffle Shuffle kid. You're going to come live with me now.
How are they doing now?
What, all the kids from the Goonies?
Yeah.
Well, Sean Astin is now president of SAG. Josh Brolin's
no
killing it.
No way.
Yeah.
Josh Brolin, I cannot believe was in it. Like, I always think about that, and I'm like, that's insane.
Yeah.
What is he in? Josh Brolin?
Josh Brolin's been tons of movies. Thanos.
Dude, he's huge.
And his stepmom is Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand. Is she still in movies? Is she still acting?
I mean, she just appeared at the Oscars. Maybe things here and there, but she still sings really great. Man, Josh Brolin, what a stud. I want a jawline like that.
After watching all the Meet the Parents and Meet the Fockers, I've always wanted her to be my aunt.
Oh, yeah.
Just what a ball of energy.
Make it chimichanga.
Encantada.
I need to rewatch it because those are so good.
It's too good. Aren't they? Why do I feel like they announced that they're making a new one?
I feel like
Ariana Grande's in it too. I swear I saw something.
Really?
I swear I saw it months ago. Are you thinking of like
My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
No, no. It was Meet the Fockers. It was the new one.
Because it was
with Ariana Grande.
Meet the Parents, Meet the Fockers. And
yes. November 26th.
Okay. Wow. So it is Fockers-in-Law.
And Ariana Grande is in it. Yep.
So do you think she's like their daughter? I can't remember. Like, I never saw Little Fockers.
I didn't either.
Yeah. Just wasn't my cup of tea. But a young man named Henry, the son of Greg and Pam Focker, faces family chaos when he decides to marry a strong-willed woman who appears to be his complete mismatch.
Can I say something that might cancel me?
What?
I feel like...
Ooh, let's hear
why
it,
do
guys.
No. It's nothing bad. I just know all the... Like, girl, she has such a big fan base. It's like Taylor
start,
Swift.
Start screen recording. Everybody get ready.
I just hope that they don't make her look like Ariana Grande in it. Does that make sense? Because I feel like everything that she's in, she's just always just looks like Ariana Grande. She doesn't look like a character in a movie. Like, you know, like actors, any actor you think of, they're in a movie, they make him look just different.
Yeah.
They're like, it's just like a, but I know that's Ariana. That's her. Like, I know that that's her. Like,
I think it's because
ass.
She's so big. Cause if you saw like Taylor Swift in a movie, you would only see her as Taylor Swift.
I don't think so. I think you can make people look very different with just like their style, their hair, their makeup.
I get what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
You're on to something.
Yeah. I just hope that she looks like a normal person. And then I feel like you know what I mean.
Like, not like a superstar.
Like a superstar. I don't want to see a superstar.
Yeah, dress a little down. Be realistic.
But that's actually, she's Ariana Grande in the movie.
You say like Ariana Grande.
Ariana?
What do y'all say?
Ariana?
I say Ariana.
Ariana? I don't know. What is it? Ariana? Ariana?
I don't know. Now I hear both.
Ariana.
I feel like it's Ariana.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande.
But you were saying Ariana Grande. Nothing wrong with that. I say things a little differently.
I do.
Yeah, it's okay. You have a little twist.
Hummus.
Mustang.
Mustache.
Milk mustache.
I love it.
That'll be fun though. I'll watch it.
Did you guys hear about the meteor that hit our planet?
Recently?
It hit Ohio. Yeah. I think it was either this morning, yesterday.
Whoa. Big one? Was it severe? Was it fragments?
Guys, the footage, because different Ring cameras, I think I sent it to you, Jared. Mm-hmm. Different Ring cameras were sent to the news station. Guys.
It was big?
If you saw this, you would think it was a fucking end of the world. Yeah, it looked terrifying.
So this video is just the sonic boom.
Can you go to a video where it shows there's so many different videos.
Now the sonic boom, is that when it's just breaking the sound barrier?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's not a good video. Like
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
I want you to see like a look at that. Isn't that insane? Bro, I would be freaking the fuck out if I saw that shit.
Oh man.
Okay, so it didn't make contact. It just went really close by.
Wait, what?
No, it hit
the planet. It hit Earth.
Oh, it did come down.
It did. Yeah.
Yeah. I think one of the headlines said there was like 14 fragments found in different places. Mine. That's mine. If it's in my backyard, it's my meteor.
Oh yeah.
I don't want any men in black coming up. Pay me, baby. Pay me.
And there's so many fragments everywhere. You don't fucking need mine.
And I want to go on tour with that meteor.
Yeah, I want to show everybody.
Put me on the Today Show. Yeah. Hey,
Matt, you're sitting there with it. It's just like,
yeah, I'm on The View talking with Whoopi, it hit the backyard bad, Whoopi. You want to talk about it? Let's pose.
Matt, you have one of the bigger pieces.
Yes.
So they're just like, come on our show, please.
Oh, put me a world tour.
And yours is shaped like Jesus.
I'm at Coachella, like with Diplo. Like, I got it out there. Just like, I'm the meteor guy. I would milk that.
Matt, the meteor guy is so good.
Wait, what's that sentence? It goes, NASA experts say the roughly 6'7" 6'7" space nice. Rock. Okay.
Fuck yeah. I love that.
That's crazy. That thing's dense as fuck. It's 6 feet, but it weighs 14,000 pounds.
The fact that a 6 foot asteroid made that much of an impact with the sound, the movement, like now imagine like a one that's as big as like a house.
See, this makes me scared because I'm like, is more coming? Where's that coming from?
And why the hell were we not notified of this one? Where the hell was our fucking alert for that?
Yeah, we got supposed eyes on one that's still like a light year away. that has lights on.
NASA,
but this thing just comes Lieutenant, ripping right through.
We got a meteor coming. Do we want to? It's 6-7.
NASA makes how much money? How much donations do they make? How much money goes to NASA? And they couldn't tell us that this fucking asteroid is coming through.
Whoa! So it just scattered like this, all the different places.
Oh wow!
Down in Princeton, Cincinnati.
This is where I'm from.
Oh boy! Hit up your friends.
Nobody got like hit. Like nobody's property got hit. Like,
guess not.
So those are different fragments, all coming different. Like all coming down different. Or did wait?
People are looking at the sky like ordinary.
Wait, what?
You got a kiss in the
yes. The trailer for the show.
For the show 911. Alex Ward's ordinary. Everyone tucking cover.
Do you know Alex Warren saw that? He's just like fuck. He's like, damn, that made my song look bad.
Okay, so this picture is the 14 confirmed meteorite landings in just all of Ohio's history.
Okay.
I was about to say, like, that doesn't make sense. There's only one.
Yeah, for it to scatter that big. But
I'm guessing since they said it was Northeast Ohio, it's probably this one up near Wooster.
Oh, so that's why nobody.
Yeah, no one lives there. I'm kidding.
Not a lot.
It probably killed, like, maybe an animal or something.
Maybe.
Imagine being taken out by a meteor.
Ugh, right? Yeah. Like, that's how you go.
And then your parents, like, their friends are, how's Matt doing? You're not going to believe it.
Yeah. He's kind of iconic, no?
It is pretty dope.
Like, how do you, yeah, he was hit by a meteor.
What?
What are you talking about?
I would want that, like, on my tombstone.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, a piece of the graph.
Or just, like, have, like, a meteor, like, kind of logo above, like, here lies Matt King. He was out of this world.
Our shooting star.
Killed by Mother Nature, killed by, like.
Yeah, like, if I die in a crazy way, put that on my tombstone. Uh-huh. So people can be like, who's the meteor guy who died? Yes, this is it.
For sure, yeah.
Just some fun lore.
You'd be in history books for sure.
Because it's not like that. I mean, it is tragic, but it's kind of cool.
And I feel like that's a fast pass to fucking heaven, too. You got killed by a goddamn space rock. All my sins are fucking or wiped.
Yeah.
I get to go straight to heaven.
How much is a tombstone?
Anything after you die is so fucking expensive.
And then you got to pay like per letter that's chiseled in it.
Yeah.
$1,000, $5,000. A flat grave marker is still $200 to $800. Get fucked.
I'll make my own fucking tombstone.
Right. I want a mausoleum.
Me too, man. I want a mausoleum where you can walk in and there's just like my best moments.
Yes.
It has like your YouTube plaque on the wall. Yes. It's just like random shit.
A place for people to sit.
Yes.
Take a seat. Come visit me. But Zane be sitting there like, I get this person out of here.
No, I know. I want to be stuffed.
Okay.
I want to be stuffed. So like when you walk in, I'm like.
Taxidermy?
I'm in the corner like this. So like if you like every year on my birthday, on the day I died, on like literally any holiday, you come in, we set up a bar, the mausoleum, you invite people, I'm sitting there, we got a disco ball. I want in a fucking party. Y'all are partying. And then you could like imagine the videos that you get with me. Oh my god, like I'm still in content.
So $300,000, Zane. Better start saving.
For
a large walk-in family structure. Or okay. It's like $125,000.
Can you see how much it would cost to get your dead body stuffed?
What do you mean? Like,
they do it.
You can't do that.
Yes, Heath, it's been done.
Can you get a human taxidermied? Is basically
Heath. It's been done.
That's like mummification shit.
Okay,
it's illegal, Zane.
Oh,
there's no state in which it's legal.
Oh, okay. So the ones that we saw, Heath, are definitely out of the country then. They did that shit in other countries for sure.
Well, there's like ancient relics. Like,
No, Heath, not ancient relics. These are like, this is like people that like.
Where did you see a taxidermized?
Heath, you've seen
like
these
the
pictures.
Bodies exhibit? Is that what you're thinking of?
Guys, we've actually talked about this multiple times and I've showed you pictures. Remember the guy on the bike?
Okay. Are you talking about like in different countries where they, okay.
I think it's different countries.
Yeah, different countries. Right? Yeah, it's a thing. But you can't, well.
They literally mummify them.
Yeah.
It's a thing. I want it to happen. You know what? We're going to pass a bill. I'm gonna get that one included. Yeah.
If you can marry your cousin, you should be able to be taxidermy.
There's nothing wrong with wanting your. It's my body, my choice, bitch. If I want my fucking body mummified, I have every right to do so.
Yeah, you could freeze yourself. You could do whatever you want, but
yeah. Oh, but you could give my organs up without my knowledge, without my consent.
Mm.
But you can't. But I can't get my fucking body mummified so my friends can party with me. Go fuck yourself. Oh, so you don't care. You don't care about us after we've passed.
Oh, there is a taxidermied like man, Jeremy Bentham. He's a philosopher and he's like a mummified Zane.
Can you imagine Zane
would be like, man, my hairline, y'all made me look bad. Oh, like why do I look like that?
My hairline's looking perfect. I'm looking perfect for my deathbed. No, but actually like dead ass. Open casket. Y'all make sure that my fucking hair plugs look good. I want one more hair transplant surgery and
post.
I use all my donor hairs. Use it all. Okay.
Shave the back of your head. Yes. Just fill the front up.
I'm laying down, so you're not gonna see the back of my head. I want everything for the back. I want my ass hairs. I want my back hairs. I want my thigh hairs. I can get all the hairs and I want it all on the top of my head. I want to look like a fucking model in my coffin.
I got you,
oh, they made you look gorgeous. They did a great job. Oh, you would have loved this.
Zane, if you can hear me, you look fucking incredible.
Before we continue, this episode is brought to you by Shopify. Starting something new, a business, a podcast, whatever it is, can be pretty intimidating. When we first started this podcast, we suddenly had to wear like 10 different hats, from recording, editing, branding, scheduling. Every day there was something new we had to figure out. And when you're starting from scratch, the learning curve can be pretty daunting. But you don't have to start on your own from zero. With the right tool, you can get a head start and a leg up on the competition. And that tool is Shopify. Shopify is the platform behind millions of businesses worldwide and about 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And they'll help you build a professional online store with hundreds of ready-to-use templates so your brand looks exactly the way you want it to. It's also packed with AI tools that assist you with product descriptions, headlines, and even improve your product photos. Plus, Shopify helps you reach customers with easy email and social media campaigns. And the best part, everything is in one place. Inventory, payments, analytics, shipping, all managed from a single platform. See? Shopify's got you covered. And now that you're all out of excuses, go start that dream. Start your business today with the industry's best business partner, Shopify. And start hearing. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/unfiltered. Go to shopify.com/unfiltered. That's shopify.com/unfiltered. Thank you, Shopify, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Do you want any possessions with you? Like any trinkets, any little doodads?
Maybe my vape for old time's sake. And maybe, what else could I have in there? Maybe a pack of Oreos.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
ants. Critters are coming for you. Oreos. Okay.
The critters.
Oh boy.
Can they get into a casket?
I think some, for
they
sure.
They can, and that's why they try to like upsell you on like getting the nicer casket. This one's more really secure.
Sweet. You know what they do, like when they clean bodies out before they bury them?
Mm-hmm.
That lasts forever, or that
they pump the body with formaldehyde, which like reduces like decomposition and stuff.
Got it, but it's still decomposes at some point, like much later, or is
it's not like a proper, sorry, this sounds so gross, like rot, if that makes sense.
That's what I mean, just pretty much like it's still like
a formaldehyde body
a few weeks to several
months.
You really still decompose. You're probably still bones for sure.
So they pretty much do it for the moments leading up to the funeral after death. Makes sense.
I don't know, open casket is so interesting because it's like, yes, it's them.
I don't think I could do that.
It looks like them, but like it's off.
Yeah.
Like, because the only thing you're thinking is like, they look different. Mm-hmm. And like, you just have that as the last image in your mind.
But for some people, that gives them closure. Because it's like the last
time they got to see you.
You didn't get to see them. So it's a way where they go, like, at least I got to like see them before you say goodbye. And it also depends on your religion. For some, you know, Catholics, people do wakes and stuff. That's like a tradition, which is sometimes separate from the funeral itself. So you can have a wake and a ceremony for people to come, you know, what do they do? The rosary, and it's a full wake, but that's not the funeral. So not everyone has to go to that. And then you have a closed one.
I don't know if I could do that. like a whole wake where like everybody, like I have to now, do you find that like wakes weird? I like, to me, I feel like if I had a loved one who's, if my friend had a loved one who died, I'd rather like find a time to go visit them. And that could be the, like, where we're just like sending our condolences, talk to them, whatever. But I feel like a whole, like pretty much just luncheon where everybody comes over. And it's just like, I don't know. There's
but don't
something...
you want to show off these damn hair plugs, Zane? Like what you were just talking about.
No, sorry, sorry. Okay. I'm being serious now. I'm not kidding anymore.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like it's just such a weird concept. Like, I feel like the last thing I want to fucking do is have everybody at my house coming in, fucking eating all this shit. They're all everywhere, all looking at me, making sure that they don't offend me in any way. It's just like, it's just this weird, uncomfortable feeling the whole time where I feel like it could just be like separate, where like people can in their own time come visit you.
Yeah.
And that could be its own thing. I don't know.
You can do, but you can do that. I think anyone's entitled to how they want to be mourned and stuff.
Yeah.
But for other people, that's just maybe tradition. That's just what they're used to.
Yeah.
It varies with every single person.
I'm so curious what the percentages are for like cremation versus burial.
These days? Well, I think it's a lot more higher these days than it has been in the past because of how expensive just burying somebody is, which I think is like kind of bullshit. Like it should not become a financial burden.
No, they
hit
people when they're down,
on.
For sure.
Someone has had to battle through cancer or some like really serious medical issue and spend all this money on them with just a terrible healthcare system. And then, oh yeah, we're going to charge you even more just to bury them. I think it's just such a racket. So the cremation is the preferred choice now for roughly 63% of Americans.
Wow.
While traditional casket burials have dropped to 31%. Yeah.
What's the rest?
Is there
Wait,
any...
what's the other option?
Mummification, Heath.
Yeah, we're missing about 6%.
Or maybe
6%.
Also proper decomposition. They can like put you in like basically a mushroom burial suit that you naturally decompose with the earth. So you are getting buried, but you're not having to pay for a casket.
Got it.
You fully decompose, but your ashes can't be scattered across places where, you know.
Oh, Heath, it's not dead people, they're not counting like bodies that they never find.
Or... yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I want to do the thing where they can compress your ashes into like a gemstone.
That is possible.
I like that.
But someone's got to keep up with that gemstone. Where they're like, oh god, where's grandpa?
But no.
They're like, was it this?
But it's not only that. Like, I feel like that's a fucking horcrux. There's something like very spooky about it. There's something really spooky about it. Like one day you just see that ring moving and it's like, no.
Bro, no. A lot of people were like smoking them and I'm like,
That should be illegal. That's fucking, that's cannibalism.
But if it's requested.
Zay, you're just.
Imagine like going to.
Did you see? Oh my, this is terrible. Did you see? There was a video of this of the ladies like putting her ash. She's like, "All right, say bye," and all the
it blows back.
Oh yeah, just like a bad ash pour,
just facing the wind.
Oh, just that's it.
See, this is expensive as hell too. Getting turned into a diamond.
Fucking
damn.
It doesn't need to cost that much. It's just so fucking.
And I don't even trust it. Like they're probably like, "Yep, this is them."
Yeah.
You got it. Woo. Yeah. That's them. Like, did you really do it? Did you really turn them into a diamond?
All the way up to $37,000 for a 3-carat white diamond made out of your ashes.
Heath, I would spend that much on your ashes.
Would you?
Yeah.
I don't mind being cremated, but I just want to be like in a cool, fun urn and keep me around.
So what's your urn looking like? What's the vibe?
I knew someone whose like grandma was in a Folgers like coffee tin that was always in like the kitchen of their house. And it was like a cool way because like a lot of good conversations, you're around people, they're there and like grandma's right there. And when people would point out they're in the Folgers coffee tin, everyone would laugh and smile and be like, that's just so funny and cool. It's having like a sense of humor of the urn that you're
until one day
you have
auntie,
guests come over.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got guests waking up a little bit before you.
Make themselves a hot cup of Joe.
Right.
Oh, this looks funky. All right, we'll give it a try.
I don't know. I'd want to be in something with like a sense of humor, but I'm also like, I don't know if I want to be scattered places too.
No, there's something.
Because some people like do a bit there, do a bit
something
there.
Something really lonely about that.
Yeah, we're here. Then all of a sudden, like your ashes are just gone. Once again, I know everybody does it different ways. There's no right or wrong ways. We're just sharing.
I think just in case spiritually, I think I'd want to be buried next to my loved ones just in case. There's just something in me where it's just like, what if the afterlife, you are really next to the person you got buried with? I don't know. Like that would suck. Imagine you wake up and it's like, oh God damn it. Like you're next to the random people and you're just with those random ass people in the afterlife.
I know.
That would stink.
You just do a fail safe and then like you do all the different types of burials. So it's like your leg gets buried next to somebody, like your arm gets cremated and spread, you know?
Oh, just do everything.
Just do a little bit of everything just in case.
But the afterlife actually, it caters to people that cremated, but I got my hand cremated. So the only thing left is the hand. I'm the fucking guy from Wednesday. Like just like, that's just my body in the afterlife. I'm walking around with my wrists.
This is random, but people that have like limbs amputated,
mm-hmm.
How does it get disposed?
Probably to science.
I mean, just like anything else, right?
Any
just like
type organs. Of organ transplant or whatever. Yeah, anything that's being removed from you, I think. Yeah, they get incinerated in the hospital.
Or they send it to the military and they use it to blow shit up.
Some people also donate their body to science. We're like, especially if maybe you did have cancer, you did have some disease, or if you just want to say, I just want this whole system to be useful.
Yeah.
You give it to science.
I'm going to donate my body to the Louvre.
Oh.
Hang me up at the top of the pyramid.
From the back, but who cares?
But if it like went to science and it like wasn't like a cool thing, you're just in like a middle school class and people are like.
Yeah, you can be that. That's a way to go out. There's so many different ways you can do it. Okay, have we been like a little nice?
All right, morbid.
A little morbid.
Yesterday, this insane story popped up on my feed. Did you guys hear about the lady that she got a notification that somebody was in her house while she was out of town, right? She has cameras inside her home. You know how people have like cameras inside their home. She had one in the kitchen and she got notified that somebody was in her house. Somebody broke in. In the middle of the night.
She's out of town.
She's out of town. She watches a video, sees a guy coming in with a flashlight, and then she looks closer and she notices that the guy that broke into her house is the minister.
Of her church?
Of what? Her church.
No what? Way.
Insane. Here, what? There's a clip right here.
A home invasion. A man with a flashlight enters a single mom's house.
It's terrifying. A man caught on security tape breaking into a home.
Uh-oh.
What made this even more shocking is the identity of the intruder. It was 43-year-old Marie Columna's pastor. There he was in her kitchen, clearly identifiable.
Follow God's vision.
And damn. It's not just any church.
The same
mega church.
Guardia was a pastor at a mega church. The 24,000 member Thomas Road Baptist Church in Lynchburg, whoa. Virginia. Maria and her husband were very close with the pastor and his wife. What was Pastor Guardia like?
Very charismatic, extremely nice.
But after she divorced her husband, Marie says the pastor's behavior became increasingly odd.
Creep.
He started just showing up to my house. My kids wouldn't be home. It'd be in the middle of the day. And he
and
would
at
just
this
show
moment,
up.
He knew
I would
that
get
he
home
fucked
and he'd
up.
Be right on my porch.
But nothing prepared her for this. Surveillance video, which was taken while she was away for the weekend with her two kids.
I just couldn't process that it was Sergio.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, he came back the next day.
What?
I was watching the live feed of him entering my daughter's bedroom.
She called the cops, and you can see them with guns drawn. They even use a police dog in their search, but the pastor had already fled. Guardia was charged with burglary and stalking.
So I was watching this like, I can't wait to hear why. And they never explained it. Why do you think the pastor of a megachurch is is he looking for something?
Yeah.
What is he looking
for?
Well,
so she's been divorced. She's now single.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he's always had a crush on her. He's probably like, is she been like hooking up with people? She's been like sexually active, like wanting to get her like panties and shit. Like this is where what do we think? He's just there to rob?
I think he's not there to rob.
No, I think he's like personally, like he's getting off. Like this is like some sexual,
deviance.
Yes, like sexual deviance. Like he's really like in wants to know if she's up to something. Does she have birth control? Does she have this? I think it's something where he's obsessed with her in knowing that she's single now and wants to, like,
you think God would allow that type of behavior?
No, he needs to repent and go to jail.
No, that's like his life is fucking over. Like, dude, it's such a crazy story to me.
It's crazy.
It's a show. It's a fucking limited series on Netflix.
It's crazy that he like went there the first night, noticed that there was a camera right there in the kitchen, and then still came back the second night, probably going in through another way, through like what, the daughter's bedroom or something she mentioned. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a fucking creep. And someone with a huge God complex wants control of like huge someone's God life.
Going back is wild.
I wonder if that was like a power trip for him. Like, nothing happened. Like, he clearly saw the camera and saw the camera following him, but nothing happened that night.
You know what? She may have not, which is crazy because I feel like if I'm out of town, my notifications are on for the cameras in the house, mm-hmm. right? So I'm surprised that he was able to do that next day and she didn't see it. That's like pretty interesting. Like, I'm surprised that she didn't catch that.
She might have seen it, but maybe had second thoughts about
calling
the police.
Because if you see that it's a pastor, you're like, oh, wait, that... Because, like, if it was a random person, immediately, not, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, I would just be so... I'd be like, hold on, let me see it.
Oh, like, before reporting it? Like, I need
just
to see...
Just your own curiosity, because you know it's like...
Yeah, no one's home.
Right.
And especially if it's like, you know the person, oh, I'm going to watch for a little bit.
That's what I'm saying.
That's true.
Because I already got you on camera, so I'm going to see what you're doing. Interesting.
And he probably saw like that he got busted on that first, and he was like, you know what? I got to find something now. You know, I'm already going down.
Yeah, what did he
make
want?
It worth it.
I think it's just something dirty and sexual.
I want to know. If anybody's listening that lives in that area and knows the fucking, just knows the situation or knows anybody connected to this, please let us know.
I couldn't hear the video, but did they know, like, did they know each other? Or was it just like,
they knew each other.
They were at dinner, like,
they were showing how close they were. They showed a dinner that they were both at, and they were close. She was very shocked to find out that was him. She like,
or it's more like PDF situation. Maybe he was interested in the daughter's bedroom. I think because she was single, there's something there, and that he was already stalking her. He was really interested.
They did
in her.
Say he was newly single.
Yeah. So I think the newly single is a layer in his interest in targeting her.
Do you think the pastor has anything to do with the divorce?
Maybe. Ooh. Who knows? Sometimes people, when they're about to get divorced, they go through marriage counseling through their own ministry. They get to hear the whole situation of trouble going on at home.
Yeah.
And then they feel like emotionally connected to it.
And he felt like he needed to investigate it.
Yeah. Or he was going in there maybe to plant his own camera to like get more information on her and know things how are going on at home, weaseling his way psychologically into her head.
That I think makes the most sense.
It's like because you know it was like, you know, till death do you part, like it's in the scripture and everything, but listen, it's okay. You can make an exception. And he's like trying to like convince her.
Yeah.
Like, no.
It's
okay to separate. Don't overthink it. And he's like,
I'm curious if they found anything on his body when they finally caught him.
He escaped.
Oh, he escaped before they could get him. Pardon me.
So I think they got him maybe when he's home or whatever. So they definitely, but yeah, I'd be curious to see what was on him. But the planting like a mic or camera makes so much sense.
Yeah, you just have psychological
just to make sure
control.
If she's not talking to anybody.
Yeah,
or
overhearing conversations with her girlfriends and stuff. And then he goes, wow, it seems like, or I bet you're probably trying to look for something right now, but you really want to prioritize yourself first. Like and, saying yeah, everything yeah. they want to hear because he already knows the information.
Wait, I mean, honestly, kind of cute.
No, but he's playing it like, Zane, he's playing it like, God's telling me that you're talking to somebody who's not good for you. You need to not go that route. I'm getting something.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, I feel like out of everything I feel like that's probably best case scenario. That
and
he
maybe
just wants
we'll
to make
sure
she's not talking to anybody else because he wants to make a move.
You know that church is talking.
To be a fly in that fucking room. Oh, man.
Mega church pastors always freak me out. Yeah, I know there are good people out there that lead good causes and have a good parish of people by all means. I believe that there's goodness in it, but there's some of those personalities are you're in it for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm. Mega churches. I'm not mega churches specifically. I think like the head of a mega church who is like taking all these donations from people going to the church and putting it into their like getting private jets and shit. To me, that's so weird because it's all in the sense of like religion and faith and God.
You're making money off people's prayers.
Yeah, exactly. And like
that private jet,
that never made sense to me, but it's so normal. And everybody at these churches that go there, they know that this is happening.
Yeah.
They know their money is going to that,
but they think
it's
not theirs.
They don't think it's theirs.
Yeah.
They have to know it's theirs. Where else is it coming from?
Sometimes like mega church pastors can have book deals. They also get paid to go speak at other ministries and worship retreats and stuff. They have these other ways, but it's not taxed. None of it's taxed either. Like churches are.
So
it's all this like tax-free money, and it's like the way they allocate it is like all behind closed doors. Kenneth Copeland, freaky motherfucker.
He's crazy. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's got crazy eyes.
Oh, I just had to buy it because Jesus told me so. I mean, I needed a private jet. I almost... Oh, God,
the Righteous Gemstones is definitely based off him, right?
Oh, yeah. Kenneth Copeland is a
freak. In a tube with a bunch of demons.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I can't be on a commercial jet because if God starts talking to me, I need to get up and speak to him. I can't be, you know, in my own little seatbelt.
That's a great thing to investigate, mega churches. Like for a YouTuber to like get in.
Yeah.
Get in on like the, that whole world.
Just put it there to
was,
good.
There was one I saw where the pastor was taking donations and this lady like walks up and gave like $4,000 or something like that. And he was like mad. He's like, I told you if you had $8,000 in your bank account, you need to give it all. And you're up here giving $4,000.
Yeah, he's like, y'all not listening to me. This was a $5,000 donation. She's like, well, I'm sorry. I'll get you next time. Yeah, that guy's crazy. Also the one where he's like, lock the doors. No, I said, lock the doors. None of y'all are leaving until we reach like $20,000 in donations and stuff.
That's
lock the doors.
Fucking weird.
Crazy stuff.
That's weird.
I mean, yeah.
Like she gave thousands and he's like, no, I told you it needs to be, it was 5,000. It was something absurd. And I'm like,
yeah,
that's not.
And she's like, I don't have it.
there's no like sense of like, what's it called? Like money, not money. You know when you're holding a nonprofit and if you get caught with money going to like other things, it's like illegal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is this considered illegal in this sense, or this is like because it's a private?
Like
it's,
what?
It's putting, so hard to go after. Right?
It's like
putting like a metaphorical gun to someone's head, saying like, "Yeah, no, it's deeply frowned upon." But I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it's
really
wrong with it saying lock the doors and people can't leave until you reach a certain amount of money. That's crazy.
It's more just like
no, it's like deeply frowned upon. And thank goodness with social media and it goes out, people are able to be like, "That's crazy. You're crazy. This whole situation's fucked." Because if it's not documented, then
so interesting.
You're just like preying on like the fear mongering of like, you need to do this for God's approval.
Shame. But also I feel like all these people that do go to these big mega churches and have that type of money, they're probably all fucking loaded too, where they're just like, they have all this money. They're paying money.
A lot of people are giving everything that they have.
A lot of times.
Because they also want to be, they want to be known as the person that's giving up a lot of money. So they're paid attention to by like the,
it's a toxic culture.
Yeah.
It really is where you're defined by like how much you're giving back.
This quote's insane. Jesse Duplantis argued he needed a fourth private jet because Jesus wouldn't be riding a donkey.
And that plane helps him travel
Jesus
faster.
Jesus did ride a donkey.
That's exactly what he did.
What?
A plane helps him travel faster.
To spread the gospel.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. Yes.
Like, that's how they get around it, Zane, is like they argue. It's like, no, this is, I can spread the gospel faster with a fourth private jet, or I can hear God better in this like $5 million mansion.
Because you're closer to God. You're up in the air, baby.
Exactly.
It makes me sick.
So sad.
Here it is, guys. The segment that you have been waiting for.
That's right, baby. For the first, have we done this here? Maybe we have.
No, we have not done this.
A long time ago though. But we decided we wanted to bring it back. This segment is called the Unfiltered Advice segment.
That's right, baby. And we're going to be answering your burning questions. We have a number on the screen for you guys if you want to submit for the next episode. And if you're an audio listener, the number is 805-616- 2035. Let's jump into it.
All right. We're going to do our very first one. How exciting.
Hi, Zane. Hi, Heath. Hi, Matt. Hi, Mariah. I'm not going to give you my name, and I'm going to keep this kind of short. I wanted to know what you guys would do if you worked in a professional office and you found out that your two coworkers were having an affair with each other. So essentially, you know, both of them are dating each other while being married. Everyone in the office pretty much knows, and it makes it very uncomfortable for absolutely everyone. And it's just a really interesting situation. Yeah, I just wanted to know, what would you do if you were kind of in the mix of all of that? All right, thank you. I love you guys so much. Bye.
Thank you.
Ooh, great question.
Girl, get on TikTok. TikTok story time. We all want to see it. We all want to. But to start, first of all, where's HR? I feel like HR would probably know that these two are both having an affair. Right?
I don't know HR can get that deep about, like, well, I think having an inner office relationship, yeah, is like against HR code.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, I really don't know. And also, I don't know, are these people your superiors? Or are they like your true fellow, like, coworkers on your same level? Because, like, I don't know, your superiors are the ones who, like, call the shots for you to rise in the company. This is a good one.
I feel like if I was in your position, I definitely wouldn't do anything about it, because I'm not going to stir that shit up. Like, I'm not going to start that in the office. And I also don't want to, I'm not saying to protect these people or whatever, but, like, I don't want to be that person to, like,
be the bearer of bad news. Is what you mean?
Yeah. To, like, or to get him fired, or to get, like, just, I wouldn't want that to happen. I feel like
I would stay gossiping, though.
Yeah. Just like,
if you're saying the whole office is aware of it, I'd keep talking about it. Like, don't you think that's just crazy? Yeah. Wait for the office Christmas party, 'cause they're going to both be bringing their spouses.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I don't know. I'm not saying set something up, but it would be interesting to see. I would try, for my own entertainment, to get a situation where they are bringing their spouses together.
Yeah, let's all go out to dinner or something.
Yeah, like, but you want to create that environment where they have to bring.
Because maybe in that moment they'll realize it's wrong and the whole thing will fizzle out.
Oh, baby, they know it's wrong. They know exactly what they're doing.
We just need a step two. So make it entertaining for yourself. And yeah.
Yeah, I do like that. I mean, no, yeah. Come up with an event or a party, a little gathering where you invite all the coworkers, obviously invite them, and have everybody bring their significant others. That's a must. You have to have them bring their pluses, and then see what happens from there. And it won't look like that you're trying to, like, start anything or whatever. You're just genuinely having a party with your coworkers and you're inviting everybody.
Or just find a way to give an anonymous tip to one of their significant others saying, hey, I think you're husband's having an affair office.
You can also anonymously,
because you're saying the whole office knows that they're not going to know that it came from you. Yes, you're being a fucking rat. Actually, I mean, I don't know. You're asking us. I wouldn't do that. I'm giving you options.
If I was, I mean, obviously, this is a completely different story. But, like, if I was, like, close, obviously, with the significant others, or obviously, I would say something like, that's fucked up. But, like, these are your coworkers. I feel like there's a line. And I feel like that's not your line to cross, really, to reach out to anybody and tell on them. But
it's also,
again,
like, I'm not saying this is it. It's probably not. But you don't know what their marriage is like. They could be open swingers. You don't know. And
they could be in abusive,
like,
relationships.
You have no idea. And I'm not justifying it. But you go and you cross that line and they're like, oh, yeah, I know.
Now you look like the bad guy.
Right. Yeah. You don't want to shoot yourself in the foot.
Mm.
Exactly. Set that party up.
So that's what we would do.
Yeah.
Let it unfold in front of everyone's eyes, though.
Yeah. And if they are swingers and they're all open, then you found out. Like,
join the fun.
Yeah. join the next one.
Yeah. Go to the next key party or whatever they're doing.
Or just, like, just talk to one of them straight up. Be like, all right, we all know what's going on. Like, what are you thinking? Like, yeah. try to dig more.
Or I'd be chatting it up with those significant others. I'd be like, hey, so how long have you guys been dating for? Oh, I'd get everything out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. But the thing is that if everybody in the office knows, they would never show up to a party with their
significant other,
husband and girl, husband and wife. Spouses. Yeah, mm. I would if I was cheating, I would never do that. But if I was cheating, I would never put myself in that position.
Sticky, sticky, sticky.
Thank you, No Name. We appreciate it. And yeah,
great question. And thank you for being succinct. If you're submitting questions, be succinct. Get to the point too, because you're more likely to be featured. That was saying.
Literally, that is the perfect example of how you guys should put your questions, your advice.
Yeah, go for 45 seconds. Aim it for that.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
Okay, this one is also a coworker one.
Ooh, we love
okay,
this.
Let me tell you about my crazy ass job that I think I should quit, but I'm not sure because it's just so interesting. I'll just keep it short and sweet. Like you said, all the owners and the higher ups in this salon that I work at, they all live together. They're all doing you know what with each other, being nasty. Even some of them are siblings. Like, oh my gosh, what? It's so crazy. I want to leave so bad because they just run it like it feels like a cult, honestly. And I'm not, I mean, they're having, you know, what with each other. Of course, it feels like a cult. And like, apparently, if they like you, like, you get invited to their parties. And I'm like, they like me. I don't want to go to their parties. I want to leave, but I'm low key, like, entertained. And I just don't know what I should.
Yes, hey. Okay. We're just going to breeze over siblings.
Yeah, I heard that too, but. So everybody there works together. They all fuck, and some of them are siblings.
Yes.
And they all live together.
So if I were to make a guess, that I don't think the siblings are hooking up, but the siblings are part of the culture.
A cult.
Exactly. I wouldn't leave. If they like you, you're getting paid well, you're doing what you love, which is cutting hair.
Just be safe.
Yeah, you can set your own boundaries with the whole situation. And I think the reason why you want to stay is because you're entertained. The moment you feel like you're unsafe, then leave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what you are sitting on, some great gossip. I don't know if you get your hair cut done at that salon, but go to another salon. Hair salon people love to hear gossip. Exactly. Tell them about the situation you're going through at the salon you're currently at and that you're looking for a safer environment. I bet someone who is a salon or a hairstylist at wherever you're telling this to, they'll be like, oh, you can totally get a job here. Yeah, it's exactly. A good community with that. So that's my option in terms of getting out of it. But if you're staying to be entertained, I don't know, go to these parties. Yeah, and also, I want to get more tea.
Obviously, if you're safe, stay there. But like, I think it's so important to be entertained at your job because, I mean, those hours can be so fucking long and it can feel like 15 hours. So if you're entertained and you genuinely like are enjoying it, I would just stay. Just
get
stay.
A pair of the Meta Ray-Bans. Yeah. Go into that party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would do.
But that's interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Thank you for your call. What do you call these? Call-ins? Thank you for your
submission.
Yeah. Thank you for submission.
Okay, this one is a quick one, and it is directed towards Heath, but I think everyone can answer because it's about kids.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Nick. I am from North Carolina, and my question is for Heath. At what age are you going to let... What's his name? What age are you going to let him date? God damn it.
Tony.
Dude, that's literally me putting any submission in for my favorite podcast.
So what age will you let Tony date?
Damn, that's so tough.
I think it's all circumstance. Like for my kid, it's all circumstance. Like I feel like it's...
Because like, okay, how do we define dating? I think that's like where you're able to go take somebody out alone. Like, that's what I feel like would be dating. And you can't do that until you're in high school.
Right. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
You can be out with friends, though. I mean, like, if you're in middle school, you can go out together as friends, but one-on-one time, that's a whole different conversation.
Your son likes a girl. Girl likes him back. But,
no alone time.
But he's in high school. Or they're in middle school.
No alone time in middle school. Absolutely not.
So she comes over. They hang out in the living room.
Yeah.
At the house.
High school. Come over. You can have dinner. We'll cook dinner. We'll make some macaroni, some chicken cutlet, hang out, watch some TV. No bedroom time.
And then you go home.
And then I will drop both of them. You go ride. And then take them home. Take her home. Do the thing. And then that's it.
And this happens until ninth grade?
Even in ninth grade. Until you can have like your own car and you're like paying for dates, doing that type of thing.
You have a job.
Mm. Yeah.
You're getting your tours done. Like you, It's a privilege.
And I think it's just also having a good sense of judgment on your kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that, if my kid, though, is, like, failing in school, not listening, and not obeying, like, our orders, you don't get those privileges. Mm-mm. If my kid is, I think, has a good sense of, you know, my expectations and my boundaries as a parent and is willing to respect me, then I can have that sense of trust in him.
Yeah.
And he can enjoy those privileges.
Yeah.
But
and the way he treats, like, I feel like his priorities, the way he treats things, is going to probably be the way he treats her too.
Yeah.
So I feel like you don't want to put her in her or him, whatever, in a position where, if you know your kid is, like, just acting up or bad or, you know, whatever. Yeah.
And I think also having conversations too with the other kids, like parents as well, to where you're both on the same page and you're friendly and stuff. Cause, like, that's also one thing that's, like, you don't want, like, the significant other, the person that they're dating, that may be against their own parents' rules and they're hiding something and they're maybe being intimate to the point where their parents are uncomfortable. It's just, it's a whole big thing about having a conversation about it and using your discretion. That's my take.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can do one more.
Hi, my question is for all of you guys. So I am now 27. I found out this year that my dad, who raised me my whole life, is not my biological father, in a crazy way. And I haven't told my biological father, or the guy who raised me, about finding out that he wasn't my real dad. And I'm curious how you guys think I should go about that. And it's a crazy story. I'd love to tell you guys all the details. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. 23andMe, probably.
And so, wait, just clarify it, because I feel like I got a little misconfused. The dad that has raised her entire life
is not her dad.
Biological dad. Does she know her biological dad? Or that's not in the equation?
I'm trying to...
She's saying, how does she disclose to the guy who's raised her that...
I know you're not my dad.
My biological dad. Well, you know what? In this situation, you're 27. You're a full adult. And I think you have every right to express that you know this. And hopefully you guys have had a good relationship, that he has raised you your entire life. Go on, get dinner and just come from a place. And it seems like you...
Wait, does she know who her biological dad is?
I guess it just depends on, like, if her mom is still with this guy. I would obviously go to my mom and be like, hey, mom, like, I just found this out.
Yeah.
Like, do you know this?
Yeah.
If not, I definitely think there's a talk that needs to probably happen.
I feel like, I mean, if my parents never told me, I was 27 and they never told me, in my head, I was like, oh, it must have been, like, bad. It must have been, like, something where they wanted to protect me. They didn't want to tell me because they didn't want me to feel bad about it. My dad was probably abusive, or my dad was not a good parent, whatever. So I am a little confused why you're 27 and you weren't told this yet, but
the dad doesn't know. So I think
I'm a little curious on what your motivation is in terms of having this conversation and letting him know. Do you want the peace of mind that he just knows that you know, or, like,
yeah.
And if you do have this conversation, if you do love him, it doesn't make him any less of a dad, a figure that he's been your entire life. But I think if you do if you do disclose it and you do love him, come from a place of love, remind him that this doesn't make you anything less of a dad. I just want you to know that I know. And in a way, deep down, it doesn't matter because you'll always be my dad.
Okay. Like, so I was come from a place totally of different. Okay. I thought her dad that raised her does not know that he's not the real father.
Oh, well then that's,
That's the thing. I was trying to figure out, like, how she was saying it.
Then that's something I think you should really talk to the mom about too.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Because that's, like, a really dependent variable on it. So yes, talk with the mom. Oh yeah. Because if it's something where he really thinks that you're the biological kid. But you know what? Even though that is a tough, scary situation, it's not like a gotcha thing. It's going, hey, I'm struggling with this of some information I found. Are you aware of this? And then how do we work through it together?
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
It just coming from a place of love in a situation like this is the best, but
or just send him.
You're 27. I mean,
or just send him that meme, that Vine meme where the kid goes, "You're not my dad," and send that to him and see how he reacts to that. But I would say first, talk to him first. Yeah,
you always want to hear something.
And if you also feel scared in that situation, you can also have a friend. You bring a support system, like, just you can have someone to, like, lean on who has your back. Yeah. So even if you maybe feel lost for words or you do feel like it's uncomfortable, you have someone there to, like, support you through that conversation and make them feel less guilty or ashamed. it's in this situation like this, it's not a bad idea to like have a buddy with you who maybe has gone through a similar experience. But yeah, there are some layers to it. I wish I had information, but
yeah,
that's a really great question.
Yeah, great submission.
It's Remy.
Oh my God.
Remy! Alicia! I haven't seen you in forever.
Oh my God.
Ollie!
Dude, I thought someone was breaking in.
Hey, squad.
Bye, guys. Bye, love guys. Y'all. Miss Bye. Y'all. Let's get together soon. Please, please, please.
All right. I think that comes down to the end of the episode, huh? That was great. I love this segment. We should try to do this every time.
Yeah, no, really great. Thank you so much. Also, the subtitles and everything.
Great.
So on point. Really Thank easy you. To follow.
Yeah. For our fucking, for our short attention span, yeah. It was perfect.
That's our King Jared.
Yeah. But all right. Thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode of Zane and Heath Unfiltered. You can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all podcast platforms. And every Tuesday, video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Also, make sure to check out the Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We're going to jump into an unwind. We keep the cameras rolling, keep hanging out for a little while longer, you know, talk about some stuff we don't normally talk about. We do a bonus episode every month, a live Q&A every single month. It's a great time. Again, it's at patreon.com/Zane and Heath if you want to check it out.
All right, Unwinders, we'll see you in about 5 seconds. We love you so much, and we'll see you next week, baby.
Toodaloo.
Peace.